Okay, so we're on Bezim Aleph. We got to the mission. We got well into the Amud Aleph, if that's okay. The mission, almost halfway down. Ein pochsin es aner b'pnei shu osekli. So the mission says that a person cannot hollow out a lamp, which Rashi explains that you take an egg. They used to use an egg and carve it out, and then fill it up with oil and put it in.
Yeah,
right in the middle of the Mishnah. So they used to take like an egg, and Rashi explains, and they would clean out the egg in the middle, and then they would, fill up with oil, whatnot, and make it into a candle. So making this egg into a kli, into a candle holder, would be problematic of making a kli. I think it's talking about an egg. It talks about beitzim, so it might be referring to clay. So okay. I see that. Okay, makes it into clay. I'm using an article today. He makes it into clay. Rashi talks about Echad min ha-beitzim sheyotzar, but I guess beitzim sheyotzar may be a lump of a size. It's probably a size of an egg, not an actual egg, so that makes more sense. Okay, so you used to take clay. To make clay into a candle holder to hold the oil, that would be problematic. That would be usher to do on Yontif.
Clay is clay? Clay is clay?
No. Clay is a material. Cheres. Cheres is clay. Clay is a utensil. So then Mishnah goes on to say, V'yein osin p'chamim v'yomtif, a person can't make ashes on Yontif, and that's also making a kli. I'm not sure why. Rashi explain why that's considered making a kli.
She'af ha'p'chamim chashuvim kekelim, she'arei tzorfei zahav mishtamshim.
Because they use it, the gold makers use these charcoals to heat up their gold and melt their gold. So it has a function. And then Mishnah says, V'yein choschin es ha'psila, you cannot cut the wick. Can't cut the wick because by cutting the wick is making it into, into utensils. It makes it usable. Okay. I'm not sure when it's not cut, why it's not already usable as it is.
Seems to imply cutting it in two, so now you have two wicks.
If you made a second one, you mechadish a second one, that's the kli. Okay, you have one long wick, slice into two, now you have two, you've created a second kli. And Rabbi Huda Omer Choscha Be'or, one is permitted to use fire to cut it into two. That's permitted, and the Gemara is going to explain why Rashi tells us why cutting with fire would be permitted as opposed to cutting it with a knife or scissors. Pinin that thinks Pchisas Ner, which is making a kli, shaping it, the clay into a candle, who says that's considered a kli and therefore aser to do an yantif? Amar of Yosef, that's Rabbi Meir here, because Rabbi Meir holds the Tanya. When it comes to tumah, not anything becomes tumah. If I take a piece of wood, a leaf, these things are not mekabel tumah. Only when something is a kli, has a function, a use, then is it mekabel tumah. So what stage does a kli cheres, some earthenware, some pottery, when does that become a kli that it could be subject to be mekabel tumah? So says the Gemara, kli me'emasai mekabel tumah. When is it mekabel tumah? Misha nigmara melachto divi Reb Meir. Reb Meir says when it completes its complete action, when it has a full purpose to it. However, Rabbi Yeshua Meir misha yitzarfu bekivshan, when it gets heated up in the fire. So it sounds like
only from that stage it has the potential to mekabel tumah, or it's tame.
No, it's mekabel tumah. Potential to be mekabel tumah. So what's the difference here? So one opinion says, again, that when it's finishing doing the melacha, and the other one says when it goes back into the fire, which strengthens it. So I guess Rabbi Yeshua is a later period in the act. First you shape the kli, it's when it's all soft, then you put it into the fire, and it hardens and dries it out. So we see Rabbi Meir holds, once you've shaped it out, even though it's not yet hardened, not yet in the fire, it's considered a kli for tumah. So too, for making it on Shabbos Yom Tov, that's also usher once you've shaped it out, the kli. Says the Gemara, is that really true? Could you really compare the halachas of Yontif and Tumah? Amle Abaye, Mimai, Dilma Adkan lo kamar Rabbi Meir Hasam el dechazi lekabule beimide. Maybe only there by Tumah does Rabbi Meir hold, once you've shaped it, even though you haven't dried it out yet, it's ripe for something, you could still put something in it, it has a shape to it. And usually when it comes to Kalim, as long as it has an area to hold something in it, I could still put things, even though it's not hard, it has a function, so that's why by Tumah, it's already considered a kli. So here you have a small little a tube to put oil in, tiny. You can't put any object in there, and you can't use it for fire either, I guess, because it's so soft it's going to probably fall apart. If you light a fire, a candle, it may not be strong enough to hold all the oil, I guess. But is that how they're explaining it here? They don't explain that much here, but I think that's the idea. Yeah, okay, exactly. The hot liquids are going to dissolve the walls, like I just said. Fine. So Gemara says, no, here too also, even though it's very small when I make the kli for the candle, it's very small, I didn't dry it out yet, still, it's l'maychazi l'kbulei bei pshite, says the Gemara. It has a function, you're able to put coins in it. You can put some coins in it, and therefore, it still has a function. Is that how they explain coins here, right?
Yeah.
Fine. So even though it's very small and still very soft, the clay, it has a function, and that's why when you've shaped it out, it's going to be Aser and Yantif, just like it's considered kli in terms of Tuma. Says the Gemara Ika Damri, another version is Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok. No, Rabbi Meir is not the author of our Mishnah. It's really Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok, who holds the Tanan. The Mishnah teaches us Charnios Taharos. Okay, so I've got the art skull today, which is helpful. That means nothing other than Charnios plates. Okay, plates that come from Haran, I'm guessing. Okay, villagers. These things are tahor. Why are these things tahor? Does Rashi explain to us?
They don't care about
nice. So they're not makbid on nice kalim, and yeah. Once it's flat, they use it as a plate, even though it's not really it's a very flat piece of things. So when it comes to kalim for tuma, it has to have a base kibul, an area to hold it up. But this is flat, so therefore it's tahor. Tahor is ba'ol hames. However, tumeos b'masa hazav. When it comes to a zav, if the zav were to carry them, then it's going to be mekabel tuma. And Rashi explains because when it comes to a zav, the zav has different dinim. Let's read through that Rashi quickly. Tumeos b'masa hazav. It's four wide lines down in Rashi. Rashi explains v'tumeos b'masa hazav. Shazav mitame kli cheres, a zav who touches a I skipped a line, sorry. All right. Shazav mitame kli cheres behesit. If a zav touches a earthenware, a pottery, so and he behesit, he causes it to move. Dinafkalam b'taras kohanim. We learn it out from mivichol kli cheres hashayiga bohazav. Anything that the zav touches, any kli cheres he touches, tame. But darshin, we learn from there. Halsam zeh hasetu. That's when he causes it to move, even though he doesn't necessarily touch it. He causes it to move. Since you by moving it from the outside, you don't need toch. You don't need to have an area where it could hold things. Even when something comes flat, it's going to be mekabel tuma. So there's a difference when it comes to flat kalim. Flat kalim normally is not mekabel tuma, except when it comes to a zav. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Then comes along back to the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, af tahoros b'masa zav. Even when it comes to masa zav, such flat plates from the villagers will be tahor, the fish of nigmar mlachtam, because it wasn't complete, the mlacha wasn't done yet.
Why not? If that's what it used, flat to serve food on, so that's...
So look at Rashi. Rashi, four lines from the bottom, four lines up. It says, lefi shalo nigmar mlachtan, hakikasan, which is like carving it out. Nachku mitamos, only when you carve it out, make some type of shape to it, a area to hold it. Midaflig balfasin alma the rabbalazar chakika mashulebana. He doesn't think a flat kli doesn't. It's not about how they use it. It's about what's considered an objective kli. The villagers might use it, but we don't use it. So since people don't use flat things, you have a little bit of a area where you can hold food into it, even though it's not a bowl, but still a little bit of a dip. He requires that. So
kli in English.
Kli, a utensil. So therefore, we see from here that Rabbi Elazar b'Tzadok requires that the malacha to be finished to make it a kli for tuma. So too, when it comes to our Mishnah, when it comes to yomtiv, you have to making into a kli is also going to be a problem in yomtiv, and that's he's the author of our Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Wait a second, Amalei Abaye Dibai challenges this. Dilma ad kan lo kama Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Tzadok hasam elo dechazel kabule be mide. Only when it comes to our Mishnah, so the Gemara later on, if you were to shape out the plate with a little bit of a dip, it has a function. You could hold something in there. Aval hachul amai chazi, but you have this very liquidy pottery which hasn't yet dried out and hardened. What's the function does it have? It can't be considered kli. Says the Gemara, amai chazi lekabulei bepshite. It's able to hold. You can put some coins in there, and then it won't ruin the kli, and therefore it does have a purpose, and that's why it's considered a kli. Gemara quotes a brayse now. Taner rabbanan in pochsin es haner. So you can't carve out, you can shape a clay to make it into a candle. Vein osin al fasin charanias biyamtiv. So too you can't make these flat pots, flat plates on Yontif. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel matir baal fasan charanios. He permitted you to make these plates because he didn't think that was considered a kli since it was flat. My charanios, what exactly are charanios anyways? So Gemara says,
a pasan,
we said were plates, I think, right? That means plates. I'm not sure what language exactly that is.
What is plates
charanios? That's the Gemara, right? So what's charanios mean? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Aranios. Okay, that's not going to help us too much.
My Iranios? Iranios.
Okay. My Iranios, Amar Bai Tsei Chaklisa. Okay. Still not helping me out so much, so hopefully the article is going to tell me what that means.
Okay,
plates of the villagers, exactly. The plates of the villagers, Rashi alluded to before this. Okay. So the villagers didn't really, they weren't until mock me how nice it looked. They were okay having a very flat plate to eat on. But most people don't have that, so that's the machlokas, whether that's considered a kli or not. Then the Gemara says, "Vein olsin pchamim, you can't make charcoal on Yontif, because that has a function, because the gold makers would use the charcoal, I guess, to melt the gold." So Gemara says, "Pshita, that's pretty obvious, because the charcoal has a function. Of course, you can't make it; it's considered a kli." The Mai Chazi, Gemara says, "For what is it suitable for?" I thought we said pshita.
פשיטה למייך הזה. פשיטה זאת. אין בהם שום תועלת ליום טוב עצמו. What can you use it in Yom Tov? So פשיטה, you can use it.
So what do you want to use it for? Okay, so Gemara says, Tani, Rabbi Chia, lo nitzcha ela lemosrin lo'olairin libo bayom. So, okay, what's the function on Yontif itself? So, okay, make a kli, fine. But it has no purpose on Yontif. It could maybe after Yontif the gold makers could use it for, but on Yontif itself it has no, it's no function right now. So Gemara says no, there is a function for the Mosin Lolirin, which are the ones who would the bathhouse attendants would heat up the water in the bath. So for the people to go to on Yontif, because on Yontif you're allowed to cook water, you're allowed to hold discussion whether you could warm water up to take a shower or bath. We pask in the you can't take a bath, but you can wash parts of your body, your head, your hands, and your feet, but your whole body you can't do. So Gemara says, wait a second. The people, the bathhouse attendants, could really heat up water in Yontif for someone to take a bath or someone to go to the mikveh, or mikveh, I shouldn't say, to go to the bath. So Gemara says, Boba Yom Mishari, are you really allowed to do that? Kadama Rava Lehazia, the Kodum Gzera, Hachnami Lehazia, the Kodum Gzera. You're right, there's a Gzera. The Gemara's and Shabbos talk about it, a couple of complicated adopting of Gemara there. That there's gzeiras that you can't go into the bathhouse on Shabbos because they used to heat up the water on Shabbos. And even if they heated up the water Erev Shabbos, which is no Isser, there's a takana made that they might end up heating it up on Shabbos itself. So initially Gemara says, wait a second, how could you use these charcoals on Yontif? Because the gzeira extended itself to Yontif as well, even though Yontif really can heat things up. Gemara says, no, it was before the gzeira existed, and to lahazia, and simply to just steam yourself. Which isn't quite bathing your entire body. But bathing your entire body, that was still considered usur. Because it's not considered shavah chol nefesh. Meaning, do I have time to explain everything? We only have 15 minutes, so I don't have time to explain. But anyways, it was before the gzeira existed, and it was only to go into steam. And that's when I was talking about it was permitted to use charcoal. Therefore, you cannot make charcoal on Yontif because it has a function. But let's say now after the gzeira, one could raise the question, where you're not allowed to heat up the water for bathing in anymore, maybe there will not be an issur to make charcoal because it has no function on Yontif.
Vanta?
No. Says the Gemara, V'ein choschen, we're going to change the Hebrew now, okay? V'ein choschen es apsila l'shnayim. A person cannot cut a wick into two because cutting into two, it you create a second wick, a second psila. Gemara says, "My shna b'sakin dilo." Why, when it comes to a knife, you cannot cut it in half? To k'misakin mana, because you're making the mana. But or not k'misakin mana. When I use a fire, a light to slice it, also with fire, that's also what's the difference? That's also misakin mana. Answers the Gemara, "Tani Rabbi Chia choscha b'or b'fi shtei neros." So Rashi explains exactly what's going on here. Rashi b'fi shtei neros, no sein shnei rasha. B'soch shnei neros. You place two heads of wicks into two candles. Im tzarech l'halik han k'achas. U'malik be'emsa delol muchach delo tukuni mana mechavin ela halaka ba'alma. I'm not getting the image here.
I'm not getting the image.
You have a wick that's connected to two candles. You light it in the middle.
Ah.
So it's going to split now into two separate.
It's already connected to the candles, but it's one wick.
Why do you do such a thing?
because he wanted two candles. Yeah. That says it. And Sarach Ladikon.
You need it too.
So the second that you lit it up, it will cut off?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I guess so. I don't know, let's try that.
As the wicks burn down, each wick will...
I wonder how that works.
Yeah. Because the
wick is a science experiment.
He's a scientist.
Yeah. But when you light up a regular candle, so the wick doesn't, it become black, but it doesn't burn.
Doesn't burn? It's
interesting. Actually, it does, yeah. It does go down.
Until it goes down to the oil or the candle. Tani Rabbi Chiya, the Gemara says now, Tani Rabbi Chiya, Choscha Be'or B'fi Shnei Nar. So we said that, okay.
No, it doesn't. If you,
not the paraffin, but if you're using wax candles.
If you're using with wax.
If you use wax.
So it goes down with the wax. Yeah, right. But that's because of a function that they made it that way. But usually a wick doesn't go, doesn't burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try it out. Fine. It says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Nosan, Bar Abba Amar Rav. Mochten es apsila biyomtov. So you could be mochten. What does mochten mean? Mochten means you could trim a wick on yomtov. You could cut it a little too long, you could cut it off a little bit. Because it has a function even without cutting it. It just makes it a little bit more convenient, and so the flames don't hang over. So, my mochten, what does it mean? Mochten, amar rav chanina bar shal shlamya le'aduye chushka. So, right, Rashi, exactly, to remove... Right. You could char the top of it, that's what it means?
No, to remove the char, like it's black on top.
So you're reusing the wick. So the wick was already once used, and it gets top, like you reuse the Havdalah candle from week to week, and the top is black, you could cut that black part off, take it off, to use the whiter wick below. Tani bar kabara, shisha devarim nemru b'psila. There's six things that were stated about the wick. Gimel lahachmir, gimel lahakel, three are stringent, and three are lenient. L'hachmir ein godlin osa l'chachila b'yamtav. One cannot, twist it? How do they say this in English exactly? Yeah, you can't twist it on yamtav. You can't take the, the wick's made of a couple of thin strings. So twisting it together, making it into a thick wick, that's also to do on yamtav l'chachila. Does Rashi explain what the iser is? Rashi does not explain the iser there. It gets making into a kli before that you couldn't use it. Yeah, that's what they explain. The Miri explains it because you're making it into a kli. It wasn't able to be used until before that. If you did it already, it sounds like b'dievid, you're allowed to use it. Then ve'ein choschen osa l'shnaim. I skipped a line. Ve'ein mevhavin osa bor. Many have the custom that the husband, when he sets up the candles, if he sets up the candles every Shabbos for his wife, he'll light the fire each of them and blow them out. This way it gets a little bit dark, and then it's able to catch fire when the wife comes to light later on. Many have this custom to do that. So one cannot singe the wick on Yantif to prepare it. And then the third thing a person can do is, or the third thing that's related to the Chumrah is, V'ein choschen osa l'shaim. You also cannot cut it into two like we learned in the Mishnah. Those are the three Chumrahs when it was said about a wick.
Why cutting into shtaim is a problem again?
Because you made now a second wick. You created a new wick now that wasn't available beforehand.
With a knife.
With a knife, exactly.
Yeah. Not so hold on. Somebody's talking about Yom Tov, right? I already lit up the candles.
No, I'm preparing Yom Tov. Let's say
Yom Tov Sheni.
No, Yom Tov Sheni, or even later, my candles went out. I wanted to light new candles for later on in the evening. So I have one wick. I really want to have two candles to put one in that side of the room, one in this side of the room. I only have one wick, though. So come to two, I've got two kelim now, and that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Says the Gemara now, further. Now, Lahakel, what are the three things that are Lahakel? Lakula. Macha biyad, one could be macha yad, which you could press together by hand. What does that mean? You could press the wick. What's the function of pressing together with a hand? Tikin klacha yadu. So I guess instead of twisting them together, you press together the different strings, making it into a thicker wick. That's permitted on yantif. Vishor b'shemen, you could soak it in oil. Vichoscha b'or, and you could slice it in half. Because soaking in oil is also helping it light better. I mean, the two ways to get it to light better, your wick, either by first singeing it or by soaking in oil. Soaking in oil is permitted. So each of these three chulas and chumras match up with each other. So again, just to review quickly, one cannot twist the wick, but a person could press them together. One cannot singe the wick, but a person can cut it in half to two wicks, but you can burn it into two wicks. And then, Amar Rav Nosan Bar Abba, Amar Rav Rav, Asiri Bavel, the wealthy individuals from Bavel, you're the Gehenim. Wow. Those people are going to have the destiny of the fate of Gehenim. Why? Ki had the Shabsai bar Marinus, this individual, Ikla Baba. He once visited Baba. I guess he came from Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't sound like an Eretz Yisrael name, though. Bai Minei Iska. So he asked from them some merchandise from some of the wealthy people of Lo Yavile Mizone, and they didn't give him anything to eat.
Lo Yavile.
Yeah, Lo Yavile. He didn't give anything, any business. Mizone, he wanted some food. Mizanami Lo Yisne, they didn't give him any food to eat. Amar Hani Marv Rav Kasu, Mayor of Rav Kasu. He said, these people came from the heir of Rav, that's such wicked people, the heir of Rav from times of Mitzrayim, the ones who left with Klai Yisrael and who gave them such tzaros in the Midbar. So they came from the heir of Rav Asu. Dichsiv, as you know, V'nasin l'cha rachamim, rachamecha, kol m'rachim abriyos b'yaduah shu m'rizar sh'avram, avinu, v'chol m'ishenim b'hayim m'rachim abriyos b'yaduah shenim m'rizar sh'avram, avinu. I think it's also a mission in Pirkei Avos. Anybody who's rachamim and tells us he comes from Avram Avinu, anybody who doesn't, he must not be from Avram Avinu. So these are wealthy.
Weren't from Avram Avinu?
They're Rav. I thought they were some of the Mitzrayim, no?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think so, let's see.
Right.
Now, if they say they're goyim, were they mitzrim or other goyim? I'm not sure.
Gerim.
Yeah.
Rob, I'm not sure if they're mitzrim or other gerim. I'm not sure.
I think
they may have been other people
who were
either enslaved or
were
having
gerim.
Okay.
Yes, they're
joining forces. Okay.
Well, Rabbi Shaitan, he looked at what? Haka Moshe Gerotam.
Okay. So then the Gemara says further, V'amar Rav Nosson Bar Abba Amar Rav Kol HaMetzapa Al Shulchan Achim. Anybody who's like looking at someone else's table, Olam Choshech Ba'ado, the world is dark for him.
Shenema,
the Pasuk did who L'alechem Ayeh Yodo Kinachon Yodo Im Choshech. So a person who noted, a person who wandered, where lalechem ayeh, where's my food, where's my bread? Yada kinachon, he biyado yom choshech, he knows that darkness is at hand for him. So somehow anybody who's looking at someone else's parnasa, how well he's doing, how wealthy he's doing, so that's it's darkness all for him. Chist Amar af chayav einu chayim, also his life is in life. He's always looking over at somebody else's, his neighbor's yard, see what they have, how their house looks, how their car looks. So that's not a life. You're not happy with what you have. It makes your life difficult.
It sounds like here the focus is more on someone who's looking to his friend's table to get food.
Not parnasa?
We'll see the...
Kolam tzapel shulchan acherim lemzonotav she'en lo mezonot mezumanim etzlo. Yeah, you can relate it to parnasa. It's the same idea. If you're looking at his table,
and broadly you can say it, but I think we're talking specifically about someone who doesn't have food, and they're looking to somebody else to get food.
So it's
that's a bit of life. It's like being, they're talking about, you know,
an anybody who needs, just say needs food, his life is darkness.
Okay. I think you could expand it to say what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Someone in general looking.
Okay, sorry for the muster. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Gimel Gichayan. There are three lives that are not considered a life. Ve'elohin, and these are the three. I'm a tapel shulchan chavero, somebody who depends, is always looking for someone else's to feed him, to sustain him. Misha ishto moshas alav, someone whose wife is controlling over him. Misha yisurin motion v'ku. And the misha yisurin motion v'ku, a person who is subject to many afflictions. So to a person who only has one article of clothing, one robe, one shirt, and that's it. Why does the Tanakam only list three and doesn't have the fourth one? Why doesn't have the last one of the Chalak Echad? So Rashi explained, the reasoning is, look at Rashi, Misha ain't lo Chalak Echad, the reason why it's so problematic, ain't Yachol Chavso, the Kinim Mitzaren also, he can't wash it because he has no other clothing to back up. So he ends up having lice all over it, and it's disgusting. So it says the Tanakama, no, but you can still look and pick out the lice that you see without having to wash it. That is the fourth life that may or may not be considered in Chayin. Okay.
If in that situation, you live, you have no Chayin.
Okay.
They know what he's saying.
We shouldn't know of it.
Yeah, no.
So this is the that's what we discussed. That's the Gemara Pesachim we discussed, right? The first two, the Gemara Pesachim, Kufiyot Gimel and Beis, and the earlier Gemara also we had, right, about this. We have this earlier Gemara about this
In Be'ah.
Was it? No, it's not. Okay, either way, the side here, first thing, where I'm Tzachim, which we spoke about when we did Tzachim Kofi Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Ein Shovrin is Acheres. A person cannot break pottery. Ve'ein Nechoschin es Aniyar Letaz Bo Meliach. And so too, you cannot cut paper to roast something salt. Salted here? A salted fish. Okay. Now, why can't you break the pottery for a second? So apparently when they would grill things, fish, they'd be grilling fish, these things would somehow help in cooking the fish.
Yeah, they had strange systems.
See? So it explains here, Rashi explains this, but I have here the article, which is making things very easy today, that roasting it on the metal, fish directly onto metal, will burn the fish too much. So therefore, people would take a piece of paper or a piece of a wood or a pottery or something and soak it in water, and then they place it on the fire, and then the grill would get hot, but it wouldn't burn. I guess when you have smoked salmon or something, sometimes they do it over a hickory piece of wood on top of the grill. I guess that's the way they put the fish between the grill, with separated by this piece of wood. So, v'ein further, ein gorfin tanner v'chiraim. A person should also not to shovel away all the ashes that's found in these ovens. Why? What's the benefit of that?
That you prepare the oven. You prepare the oven. You make the kinkli.
By you cleaning out makes it that you could use it again?
Yeah.
Okay. The aval mechavshin, but what a person may do is he could press down the ashes. He can't shovel out, but he could press it down and make it a little bit flat so he could use the oven better. Vein makifin shtei chavios l'safos alein es hakedera. What you can't do is you can't place two jars next to each other to place a kedera on top of it. That's, I think, an issue of an ohel. Right? Is that what Rashi explains here?
Yeah.
You built an ohel. You have a pot on top of that. You have another pot that's making an ohel. Vein somchen sakedera bevikas. And person further, what he cannot do is he cannot put a support a pot with a piece of wood. So again, I'm not sure exactly what's the mitzvah there. Why do you support it with a pot of wood?
Because woods are used for asaka, for burning.
Okay.
And they consider mixed muktzeh to any other use.
All of them have different reasons here in the Mishnah. Okay, the chayim bedeles, so too with the door either you can't use, because I guess deles is also considered muktzeh. A deles that they fell off, the Gemara is going to explain, Rashi tells us, that's considered muktzeh. Vein manhigin es a behema b'makel. A person cannot lead a behema in Bereshis Rabbim, Rashi says, b'yomtuf. Because Rashi explains, right now the habmin is to think that because you can't use wood that was not set aside. And the concern is, if you're leading an animal, you might end up taking a branch off the tree or even a branch in the ground, which is considered muksa. Therefore, you can't matir. He permitted you to lead an animal on yomtuf. Okay, so those are all the various things in the Mishnah. So now it's 33. We still have a few minutes, yeah? So Gemara says, Mishnah, we'll go through as much as we can. My taima. What's the reasoning why you can't break a cheres on yantiv? Mishum de komasakin mana, because you're making it into mana. You made now a little piece of pottery. It's very helpful for you grilling the fish on the fire. Vein gorfin tana v'chiraim. Why can't you shovel out the ashes from these ovens? Tani revichia bara Yosef kami de revich Nachman v'im iaf shar laafos el imkin gorfo mutter. He says, however, if you have no other way to cook, bake it, let's say the ashes pile up so much and it gets in the way of the oven, then you're allowed to, because it becomes tzarech ochel nefesh.
Can you use the oven today on Yom Tov?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah, you could cook on Yom Tov, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No, oven, not cooking. Because the ovens today are not like that time with ashes and it's like electrical.
Yeah, anymore. So yeah, you could, you know, as long as...
You've got to have all kinds of issues of the heat, of changing the temperature...
There's this Shabbos mode, which is really a Yontif mode, which when you open it up, it doesn't affect the temperature. It doesn't automatically heat up when the cool goes out and the lights don't turn on. So as long as you get around the light, there's exactly no electric light. So there are, if you have the Shabbos mode, which most new ovens have, and the fire remains the same heat, you can even change, adjust the temperature also, as long as there's no digital things are appearing, you could cook, yeah.
Bake,
yeah. Has to be something that you couldn't do Erev Yontif, though. If it's something you could have done Erev Yontif, it would have been just as good, then you can't do it. Okay, let's go weiter. We don't have much time left. So, Devesa de Rabbi Chia, the wife of Rabbi Chia, Nafale Ariche B'Tanur B'Yamatava. Ariche, which I think is a brick, fell into the tanur on Yontif. Amalei Rabbi Chia, his wife, her husband, said, Chazi Da'ana Rifsa Mal Yasabina. I want a good piece of bread. I don't want a brick in my bread. Right, I think that's what's going on here, yeah? So, says the Gemara, Amalei Rava Lishmaya, which the Rava says to his assistant, Tavi Li Bar Avzia, roast for me, grill for me a little goose. Ve'azdu mecharucha, vizar mecharucha, and careful not to burn it. So, Amalei Ravina Lervashi, so what are the point? Why are we saying all these things here, by the way? What's the relevance?
Show that you can.
I want the oven to really be good, you know, uh-huh. to be maximal efficiency.
Okay, they're very particular about their food, so we could also be particular about our food. So Amalei Ravina, Ravashi, Amalan Rav Acha, Rav Acha told us, Mehutzal, Rav Acha came from Hutzal, Demar Sharkinle Tanur B'yomotava. He would sharken. What does sharken mean? Let's see. We do Rashi, we do article here. Tells us. They spread mud over the mouth of the oven on Yontif to seal the heat when the meat was roasting, to make it nice and hot in there. Amalei Anan Arkasa, the Pras Samchinan. We rely on the banks of the Euphrates to supply the mud. Okay.
Because the issue here is that there's a tolta of Lisha, when they have to mix this tit.
So they create the mud. So they said, no, we're not creating the mud. We're not taking dirt and water, mixing it to be an issue of lush. Rather, taking the mud that already existed in the Euphrates River, and then therefore we're not making, there's no concern of lush for us. So that's what it's saying, Adam, yeah? Behani Mila says the Gemara, who did Tzaira Me'esma? It's only if he already had set aside, marked it off. Tzaira is to like cone it off from yesterday, so otherwise it muds Muksa. The only way it's not Muksa is as long as it's set aside from Erev Yomtif. Ravina, the Katma Shari, and ashes may be used on Yomtif to seal the opening as well.
You can make a mixture with the ashes because it's not a told of Lisha to use those.
Because I guess ashes don't mix together so well.
Yeah, lav bar gvul, who Rashi says. It's uh-huh. not something which I guess gets hardened by doing it.
Uh-huh. Apparently it doesn't mix well. The ashes, you still see the black ashes floating around the water. It's not going to be one uniform liquid. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here, I guess. Tomorrow's daf doesn't seem so long. Tomorrow's daf is a very good daf. Okay. Everyone have a good day. Good Chodesh. Go ahead.